Verse 15, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they'd been burned in the furnace. We sing the song, The King is Coming. Sometimes I have a problem with that song. And in fact, this description of Jesus Christ helps us to reflect upon that song that used to be very popular. Remember the song, Here Comes the Judge? Well, in fact, that's what it's exactly talking about. These feet of fine brass, as if they'd been burned in the furnace, talks about judgment. Jesus Christ is coming back as the judge. Indeed, he is going to be bringing judgment upon the entire world during a 7-year period of time. It's judgment upon those who have rejected him as Lord and Savior. It's judgment upon the satanic trinity, Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet. It's judgment upon the Jewish people to turn them to Jesus Christ. Judgment upon the Gentile world to bring an end to the times of the Gentiles. That is exactly what's going to happen, and these feet, as if they'd been burned in the furnace, depicting judgment. And then as we continue, his voice as the sound of many waters. Have you ever been near Niagara Falls? We were there one time with a group of young people. We went out through the tunnel that takes you right under where the water is coming over the top of the falls down to the basin below. And it was so loud that I was standing next to a young man screaming out for him to hear me. And finally, he, after I kind of tapped him on the shoulder, would turn and look to me and was able to make out what I was saying as he read my lips. He could hardly hear my voice. Well, the voice of Jesus Christ as the sound of many waters. That voice in a whisper that spoke the worlds into existence. That voice that will shout and call us up to be with him at the rapture of the church. That voice that in a sweet, smooth presence will say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And then that harshness of the voice that says, Sorry, I never knew you. Depart from me into everlasting hell and damnation. The voice of Jesus Christ as the sound of many waters. Verse 16, and he had in his right hand 7 stars. Remember, that would be the 7 angels of the 7 churches. And out of his mouth went a sharp, 2-edged sword. The book of Hebrews talks about the word of God like a sharp, 2-edged sword. Indeed, when he speaks, it is that which cuts. And that voice will speak one day and cast all dead on the battlefield there at Megiddo and through the Jezreel Valley, like a 2-edged sword. And then his countenance was as the sun shineth in its very strength. The countenance of Jesus Christ, his face. Somebody was concerned about the no more moon, no more sun, no more stars. Well, wait a minute. Jesus Christ is going to be the light during eternity future. His face as the sun shineth in its very strength. Verse 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, for I am the first and the last. Now we come to chapter 1, verse 18, which presents the power of Jesus Christ. Notice this verse. This is the key verse, a foundation for all of our understanding of the prophetic word of God. Verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the key event in all of history. If Jesus Christ did not die, was not buried, did not resurrect from the dead, we are still living in sin. We have no Savior. Jesus Christ did die. He was buried. He did resurrect from the dead. I had an opportunity to speak to a high school over in West Seneca, New York, near Buffalo. And as I was speaking in the assembly, I talked about Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. After it was all over, a young man came to me and asked me the question, How did I know that Jesus Christ had resurrected from the dead? I said, It's right here in the Bible. He said, You mean you got that out of a Bible? I said, Yes, I did. He said, Come on, man. You got that out of a book? Were you there when Jesus Christ resurrected? I said, No, I wasn't. He said, Do you know anybody that was there when he resurrected? I said, No, I do not. He thought he had me for a moment, but then I looked him right square in the eye and I said, Let me ask you a question. I said, Who was the first president of the United States? He said, George Washington. Everybody knows that. I said, Where did you get that from, buddy? He said, It's in every textbook in this high school. I said, You mean you got that out of a book? I said, come on, man, were you alive when George was president? He said, no. I said, do you know anybody that was? He said, no. You see, my point is, we have more proof to prove that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead than we have to prove that George Washington was the first president of the United States. It is the key event in all of history. This is the foundation of our faith in eternal life through the person of Jesus Christ, a key event in all of history. But by the way, it is the source of his authority to predict the future. A resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ, is one who with authority can tell us exactly what is going to happen in the future. And that's exactly what he does do.